not everybody wakes up as early as Joe Thomas. Subscribe to the Snooze Alarm Survivor Podcast from Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, really anywhere podcasts are distributed.
Access denied.
Except Spotify.
Hey, are you going to party with your Uncle Ted tonight or what?
Thomas in the morning, cheap radio tricks so the orange cat can drop off the newspaper a day early for you. I don't know how that works with the new Daily Progress delivery system. I guess it would be 2 days early. Then Neil Williamson is on with us, and he gave me a great copy of their report just published this morning, retail sales in this area, minus all the orange cat hair. Good morning, Neil. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing well, Joe.
So, and I said, people ask me all the time, why, you get up, news is depressing, all this thing, because you see, the entrepreneurial spirit that I see underneath all these numbers that you've collected, and I see the spirit of people out there trying to do services for one another. I'm good at this. I want to do that. I'm good at the other thing. I've got an idea. And I see it manifest even in a place like the city of Charlottesville that had a 0.63%. Increase in retail activity based on tax collections?
That's correct. That's correct. The recently released tax sales tax data showed Charlottesville lagging compared to the what we call Q1 of last year. But interestingly, if you look back last year in Q1, Charlottesville was the second fastest growing retail mm-hmm. sector. And so it's all kind of where you take the snapshot. Charlottesville still in 2023 collected, $22,000 more year to date than in 2022. And just to give a perspective on that, Charlottesville is number two in sales tax collection with $3.4 million on a pretty much annual basis. And Albemarle is the largest with $5.4 million on a quarterly basis. I mean, mm-hmm. those are both quarterly numbers. So they're the two kind of big players, but it's interesting to see the other localities and how they stack up and where they're growing.
Well, it's certainly stunning in the growth from year over year. Louisa ringing the bell at almost, just a little over 11.5% increase over last year. Now, is that, as you were saying with Charlottesville, an indication of they were lagging behind in kind of coming out of COVID, or are they just a little bit more open than other places, so it's growing faster?
It is all of the above, and also I think we're seeing some ramifications of the hybrid workplace, whereby you're seeing folks that have homes and they're doing their purchasing on their work from home days in the localities where they live.
So those Spring Creek townhomes are having an impact, you're saying?
Exactly. The additional rooftops, retail always follows rooftops, mm-hmm. and rooftops matter. And we're seeing Louisa grow in their rooftops, whereas we're not seeing the same percentage of growth in Albemarle and Charlottesville.
Well, let me ask you about that. Then is what you're seeing here perhaps a harbinger of the post-COVID economy in an abstract, that cities are going to be a harder sell? We see unused office space in places like New York and Philadelphia, places like that, where big businesses, insurance companies and the ilk have said, you know what, we really don't need two floors on some high rise in Manhattan. We just need a more modest space for everyone to get together maybe once every week or two. Is this an indication that perhaps we are finally breaking up this downtown business idea and that we might be scattering? Or do you think it's just momentary, kind of still a reaction to COVID?
I think that we are seeing changes in the economic sphere. Now, that being said, I don't think it's the end of the downtowns as we know it. I believe the downtown vibrancy will continue, but it'll change. I think you're going to see more of the code building style shared office space. you're going to see fewer people required to be in the office 5 days a week. But there is something, especially in the creative realm of office work, that benefits from the over the transom discussions when you hear something going down the hall, as you do at WCHV, and you learn things.
Mm-hmm.
And that can't really be replaced by Zoom. And so I think it's going to be a hybrid. I don't know that the sales tax numbers really speak to that because, for instance, Albemarle, I think, is third or fourth in regard to percentage growth, but they grew by compared to 2022 by $336,000 in tax revenue. That's for just this quarter.
Mm.
So I mean, it's a significant. We are still seeing growth in the retail sector. Now, some of that can be tracked to inflation, but beyond that, we are at 5.8% for the regional growth. I believe we're exceeding inflation, and the oncoming recession right now is not showing itself in consumer spending.
So let's tie this together with our friend Ridge over at Network to Work, where, you know, is this retail activity turning into jobs, or are we still looking at retailers who are collecting these taxes, struggling to find staff who are ready to jump in and help them do the things they do that lead to these numbers, Neil?
Well, as we spoke with retailers as we were preparing this report, the retailers reported significant concerns about staffing challenges. But the other thing is they said there have been significant improvements in the supply chain, but they still have challenges keeping some products fully stocked.
Hmm.
But beyond all of that, core inflation is what they fear the most because much of retail spending is discretionary spending.
Interesting. Yeah, it's something where all of a sudden things go sideways. Maybe the debt ceiling deal doesn't go through, and I grab my wallet a little tighter. Kind of what led to 2007, 2008.
Yeah, there were other larger issues at play. I think in 2000, 2008, with regard to mortgage-backed securities and some questionable financing that don't exist today. So, if there is a recession in the offing, and we're in it, I firmly believe it will be a more shallow recession because the fundamentals are more sound than they were 2007, 2008.
Hey, Neil, I'm coming up on my news here, and rather than rush to it, can I hang on to you for a moment and go
you
into
bet.
All right, ramifications? The first quarter retail report online at freeenterpriseforum.wordpress.com.
Hey!
Joe Thomas in the morning, Ted's D, Dawn's across Central Virginia, and we're talking sales numbers.
Coming to you on a dusty road. Good love, got a truckload.
No supply chain issue there, I imagine.
Dance with me, that's what I do.
Some Pollock and some Haddock as well. Neil Williamson, Free Enterprise Forum, Q1 retail sales report there online at freeenterpriseforum.wordpress.com. Neil, thank you for taking some time to talk about that with us this morning. We're there, and we were talking about the counties that saw particular growth year over year and which ones are maintaining kind of their place. And certainly you look at the top line, you say Charlottesville is way down, but they were way up last year, so they're maintaining that kind of thing. Were there particular sectors that you saw that that were healthier than others in this sales tax revenue generation?
Well, it's interesting. This sales tax data comes from the Virginia Department of Taxation, and it's really a reporting of the retailers turning in the taxes to the localities, then the localities reporting it to the Department of Taxation. And there's not a sector breakout in those tax numbers.
Oh, okay, all right.
So this is across retail, but it's important to recognize that also includes internet sales after the Wayfair mm-hmm. decision made it so localities are collecting taxes on any internet shopping that occurs in their locality where the end user is in their locality. Wayfair, Amazon, and the others are collecting sales tax, Virginia state sales tax, and the local option is a part of that.
Has that you know, made it harder for a local guy who's maybe not an Amazon partner to, you know, put some products up online and sell them, you know, figurines for Dungeons and Dragons or anything like that, whatever they may be making? Is it harder for them to put that online because they have to collect all that sales tax as well?
I don't believe it made it harder. My worldview is in free enterprise, and the idea that if you are a bricks and mortar retailer and you have to collect it, there should be quality. If you're working in ether and you're online, you should be collecting that same sales tax depending on where it's being delivered. All of those things, the platforms that are selling it generally are the ones that are collecting it. If you have your own system where you're selling it, you probably have a level of complexity that it's not an issue. So if you put something on Amazon, Amazon is the one that collects the sales tax and sends it to the locality.
Was there a sense, since this was, you know, you take the numbers, the raw data from Virginia taxation in Q1, was there a sense that the whole Commonwealth was doing well retail-wise, or is this something unique to the Central Virginia area?
I continue to believe, and I haven't done a full analysis of the entire Commonwealth, our region is what I consider to be insulated from the highs and the lows. The way, way highs that happen in Arlington and Northern Virginia tend to also come along with some way, way lows. The Central Virginia economy kind of chugs along. It mirrors the other economies in terms of retail tax as well as employment, but the highs aren't as high and the lows aren't as low.
Does the university and our military industrial complex, sorry, maybe I should pick a different phrase, tell Ike, I'm sorry, but you know, our military businesses, and certainly we just saw Albemarle County drop a big check into somebody's hands to buy the property near Rivanna Station there. But you know, that is, you know, a lot of people making good wages there as well as on the university grounds. Does that insulate? Is that part of the insulating that you're talking about?
Absolutely. Those jobs tend not to be as tied economically as, say, Amazon HQ2, which is in Crystal City, that has just stopped its construction, which, you know, that has a rather quick chilling effect on economic development.
Right.
So in localities where you have those things occurring, one of the best things about government is it moves slowly. Usually that's a good thing. And so it does, the university and the military bases at Rivanna Station absolutely help insulate the economic ebbs and flows that are a part of reality in the dismal science.
So, Neil, you know, people don't realize this. Neil rents space in Larry's crystal ball. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, but take a prognosticative look, Neil, at, you know, where we are right now and where we're headed. You know, certainly there's still concern, but now the deal will vote today. It's probably going to pass, and we'll kind of chug along doing the same as we were before. And so, you know, where does the retail world in Central Virginia go from here? What is the growth? Where is the fertile soil that we're not tapping into that people are looking for, that maybe they're buying online, but maybe they could be buying in a bricks and mortar store where some people get jobs out of the gig? And is logistics still lagging behind this? Because if we're buying online, somebody's got to deliver it to my driveway.
Right. Well, I firmly believe that the entrepreneurial spirit in the Charlottesville region is remarkable. And I've never met a truly pessimistic business person. If you go into business, you have to have a slightly optimistic outlook. And so I continue to believe this report shows on a regional basis a growth rate for retail of 5.8 in the first quarter. I also believe that Charlottesville's numbers will come right back up. They had a very weak January and February. I know there were a lot of things going on in Charlottesville during January and February that may have impacted that. That's speculation, but I fully anticipate those numbers will recover. I firmly believe that we will see roughly 4 to 5% as the annual growth regionally in retail this year.
Well, it's, you know, certainly good news for people who are looking for work, but now we're just going to, as it sounds like, we need to kind of encourage some people to get back into the workforce as well, Neil. And I appreciate your look into this. And again, you can find it all online at freeenterpriseforum.wordpress.com. And we will talk to you again very soon, sir.
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Trusting you to know information from disinformation.
Promoted by self-interested and corrupt individuals.
Without a government board. Oh! CVO 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.